Scarlett an important game on Saturday against Lightning and final prep?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's a massive game for us. So prep started really after our last game of Sirens. It was kind of like draw a line under that game and start with a new one. And we had a really, really positive training session on Tuesday. And I know we're just all looking to build on that tonight. We've got weights then, a two-hour session. So we'll all be very head-focused, head in it.
How much of a disappointment is that to you in the last couple of seconds?
A huge disappointment. I think the momentum had been with us for the three quarters of the game, and you know, for a few reasons it dropped in the last quarter, and we didn't come out of the win, and to lose it by one goal was absolutely devastating, especially devastating because of our position that we're in and what that means going forward into the weekend. But all we can do at this point is win on Saturday, and whatever the outcome, obviously not in our control, but what we can control is winning the game on Saturday, and that's what we're going to go out and do, and that's our focus.
And it doesn't really help that the other game at the Rico is starting an hour earlier neither?
No, it doesn't really help. But I think we've all agreed not to, you know, not to look at the score. Because regardless of that score, we're still out there to do the same thing and go out and win. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, that score is good or bad for us. We still need the same outcome. So we don't need to know that at halftime. It doesn't change a thing for us. Go out there and play our best as a team, whether that's our last game season or our last game towards Final Four. Regardless, the aim is still the same. We kind of got together as a team and decided that regardless of what the score is, our outcome is still the same. So it doesn't change anything for us. We're going to push for the same result. So yeah, we're head focused in that game and we don't need our concentration being anywhere else. Yeah, that's what's been decided.
It was disappointing as well. You couldn't finish the games at Surrey Sports Park this season on that high.
Yeah, our fans are so great at Surrey Storm. They're so positive and they really stick behind us. So to not be able to give them that win on our last home game was devastating for everyone. And I think just by, you know, everyone's reaction from being after on the court to in the changing room, everyone was just absolutely devastated. For the fans, for you know, for our position in the table, for us going forward, for us as a team, you know, as a group of individuals. We were just devastated and, yeah, really sad we couldn't bring in a last home win for them. But hopefully we can end on a nice win at the end of the season. So, and that's what we're going to concentrate on and finish with them feeling proud of their team, whether that's home or away. Yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
Fast Five is obviously round the corner in September and that's going to be pretty smart. Are you practicing already all those long bombs? Are you looking forward
yeah.
to that?
Oh, God, it's such a cool thing to look for at the start of season. Normally at the start of season, you just kind of got a long, drawn-out pre-season and then the beginning of the season in kind of February time. But this time, there's really something to train for in the summer, which is what I love. I love having a goal and something to aim and focus my training towards. So I think that's a really great thing for everyone. And they don't go into the summer thinking, oh, God, you know, we've not got another game until February for Super League. It's kind of like, oh, cool, you know, we've got the start of club and also this really exciting Fast Five competition. So, yeah, I think that's a great thing to have at the start of season. Also, it's an awesome thing for the fans to have without such a long gap from each Super League season from finished at the start. So, yeah, everyone's really, really buzzing about that.
This season for you, how has it gone? Has it been the right move?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I've loved this season with Storm. It's been really positive for me. Getting court time and just being with a bunch of girls that we all get on really well. Yeah, it's been a really positive change and it's been great to have Tanya over and getting a different insight on netball, as obviously she's from New Zealand. So it's been a lovely twist to have a different style and type of coaching. Like I said, everyone gets on really well. So it's been a lovely season to be a part of and a great bunch of girls. And I don't regret at all my change. It was a good move.
You've seen your game develop as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially my one-on-one game. Different Super League focused on different styles of defence. So one-on-one style is kind of my type of style. So it was great to have a season where I could really focus on that and work with different people as well. Every time you work with someone new in defence, you're always going to get a slightly different style of play, and it's just learning to adapt and play with those people in a like slightly different way, which has been really great.
But for what it's worth, hold your hand out. Is it shaking now? Do you feel any nerves in advance, or are you all right?
No, I'm more excited than nervous, and I think that's the best way for me to be. It's just all of us going in headstrong, knowing that we can do it. And I don't think there's any nerves needed to be had other than kind of excitement and anticipation to get out there and do it.
What's the atmosphere like going into the weekend?
I think everyone's really up for it. Obviously, with the way we finished on Saturday, no one wants to leave a season or even the end of a game feeling like that. So like I said, whatever the outcome, everyone is 100% in. Everyone's 100% up for this game. We're all in the same boat. We all want to finish on a high, regardless whether that's going into the Final Four or not. So everyone's in it. Everyone's heads in it. We're really focused, really determined, and that's how we're going to go in. So I'm really confident in everyone, and we all get on so well. So, it'll be a good lead into the weekend, I think.
And you've certainly got the depth and experience amongst you all, so you're not going into it quietly, are you? You'll come out blazing.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely experience in the team to handle these types of situations. So we've definitely got that on our side, as well as having youngsters in the team. There's also a few people that have, you know, had a few seasons of Super League and definitely been in a few situations like this. So we're not sure of experience at all. So, yeah, really exciting. And I think everyone's, like I said, in the same.
And a quick rally cry to Storm fans who were obviously watching the coverage and keeping an eye on the Twitter at the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Like, just to say thank you to them, really. All their support through the season, it's been absolutely amazing. And just keep with us on Saturday. Like, we're going to go out and do you proud.